Donating your vehicle to the SoCal Sound is an easy way to help support the SoCal Sound and the SoCal Sound Sessions. When donating your car, boat, or RV to the SoCal Sound, we will receive a generous portion of the value of your vehicle. Go to the SoCal Sound, click the vehicle donation banner at the top of the homepage, or call 877-527-6123. Help support the SoCal Sound and help free yourself from the burden of an unwanted vehicle.
I'm Nick Harcourt, and I'm so happy to welcome back to our studio here at the SoCal Sound, Café Tacuba keyboardist, and with your own album now, Meme de Barrios. So it's good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you, too. It's a pleasure every time.
You were here with the band a year ago, and we had a great time, and you guys had a great tour as well.
Yes.
But now it's time to talk about your music. And I know you've been working on music for a long time. You've produced other people through the years as well. Why now for a solo record?
In a certain moment, I lived with my family in Mexico City. And with the pandemic, we just moved out to the city in a more natural environment. A couple of hours from Mexico City to a town called Valle de Bravo. So then we start, you know, going through the pandemic, through the COVID, and then we start living there from 5 years to now. And I found suddenly that I started to looking for some music that I, you know, sometimes I take to the band and it's not, you know, it didn't pass the filter,
right?
Or my filter in the first place. So I was digging some ideas to just start working or playing around, and suddenly I noticed there was something happening about the way these songs came up and showed me something different. It was because I was like alone in my studio. There was not just a demo thinking about, oh, I'm going to make a demo for the band. Right now, it was just playing. So I started building the songs in a way that the songwriting went together with the arrangements and the idea and the sonic exploration. And then suddenly I have a bunch of songs that were pretty much, I don't want to say done or ready to, but I didn't knew what was those songs about, if they were good or not, if they are going to be to share with the band. But there was too much instrumentation to bring it to the band, but that wasn't the moment to be together with the band, because every time or every the band has a cycles, and then suddenly we're going to have a moment of creative process, but that wasn't the moment. So I just said, you know, let's see what are in these songs. And so I bring it to Gustavo Santaolalla, who is a producer who has been working since the beginning of the band, and I trust him. So I just ask him, you know, give me a feedback about these songs. And he said, no, you know, this is something, and it's very interesting. It's not only the songwriting and the songs or the ideas, it's about you singing these songs and the way you're singing it, and I haven't noticed that. So that was the call, pretty much, you know, like, okay, this is the songs that are saying to me it's right now, or you know, join us and let's create something. So I just decided to take this adventure of solo artists right now as an album, because the songs are there. Yeah.
Princesa, el mundo se derrite en mi cabeza. Tú eres hoy mi única certeza. Princesa, el tiempo que perdí con tal torpeza, ahora todo se hace recompensa, princesa, princesa. No pido nada más que estar contigo. Aceptaré que me odies sin sentido. pieza. Tu boca con mi oído se confiesa. Perdóname si ves que ya no cumplo mi promesa. Princesa, mi vida se resume en tu belleza. Llegaste y quedó muda la tristeza, princesa. Princesa, jamás imaginé que haber nacido me habría regalado estar contigo. Que yo por ti vuelvo a nacer. Y si entre todo lo que había me buscaste tú ahí, y si entre todas esas cosas me deseaste tú así, y pensar que yo estaba en el aire y tú me trajiste hasta acá, y pensar que yo estaba buscando en el cosmos y tú me elegiste para estar contigo. Nada es para siempre, todo es para nunca, nunca para siempre, siempre para siempre. Nada es para siempre, todo es para nunca, nunca para siempre, siempre para siempre. Si entre todo lo que había me buscaste tú ahí, si entre todas esas cosas me deseaste tú así, y pensar que yo estaba en el aire y tú me trajiste hasta acá, y pensar que yo estaba buscando en el cosmos y tú me elegiste para estar contigo. Soy veneno y deseo.
The best way to stay up to date with the SoCal Sound is by signing up for our email newsletter. Get the inside scoop on station events, ticket giveaways, and pre-sale opportunities. Go to thesocalsound.org and click sign up for the email newsletter at the top of the homepage.
I read an interview you did in the LA Times a couple of days ago where you said it was now or never.
Yeah, and in a certain moment, it's like, you know, I don't want to say I was preparing myself for this my whole life, because you don't know, you just, you know, just living the day and you know, having some experience or losing experience, whatever. But in a certain moment, I said, okay, this is, I mean, the song, the music was really in a certain moment that it was more stronger than me, my decision of doing it or not. It was like, yes, it is, so it is now.
And what about stepping in front of the microphone? I know that you did that great song from Cuatro Caminos,
yes,
Eres,
yes,
which is a big song for Café Tacuba. But this is a whole album of material with you as the front man. How did you feel about that?
Well, I am learning in a sometimes in a terrifying way to learn and discover what it is to be a frontman, what it is somebody that has to take more responsibility on the decisions and everything around. But it's again, but at the same time, it gives me a little bit more of opportunity to, you know, to make mistakes and to go to the unknown places that probably you, I can imagine, or somebody can say, yeah, but you have been doing all your life, but it's not the same, you know, be the keyboard player in a band that in the stage is looking at the back of the rest of the band and then the audience and looking my partners, Ruben singing and stuff and doing what each one of them do. And then I have to move to the front and sing and connect and command something. So, but the songs, again, are just, you know, holding me in this moment, and I trust them. And I said, well, let's find out. And it's pretty, it's a really alive feeling of being in this, you know, situation, in this moment of my life, which I, you know, appreciate. Yeah.
And you're only responsible to yourself. As you said, you can make a mistake, and there's not five guys going to turn around and say anything.
Yeah. And at the same time, there are no other guys that say, you know, probably this is the best way to do it. And you know, the conscience of the band take better decisions, or probably not. I don't know, but the responsibility is different. So yes, you have to go on your own. And right now, it's difficult. The way we communicate, the digital era has changed so much that trying to find how to reach to the people. It's different in that in the past. So that's something that I am learning also. Yeah.
A veces esto parece imposible. Sé que la rutina nos puede alejar. Sé que en ocasiones es incomprensible. Y que el tiempo algo puede borrar. Sé que algunas cosas no han resultado tan maravillosas, pero sé que aquella noche tú llegaste a enseñarme que yo creí que de esto yo sabía. Ahora sé que lo desconocía, porque contigo descubrí el amor. A veces has pensado irte muy lejos, como si quisieras desaparecer. Sé que en ocasiones te sientes tan sola, pero no te quisiera perder. Que a tu lado se han borrado. borrado las tormentas del pasado. Y perdón si en ocasiones no pregunto cómo estás. Yo que no sabía que todo esto lo desconocía, porque contigo construí el amor. Nos fuimos dando tumbos entre calles y callejones, era todo un desastre. Tomaste de mi mano, acercaste tu boca y no vi cuando tú me besaste. Entraste a aquel lugar, te sé y no pensé, no pensaste. Nos quedamos toda la noche, bailé y bailaste. No dejé de mirarte un minuto, un instante, brillante, radiante, quemante. La vida quiere ser empezada, el tiempo se fue tambaleando, la gente gritando, los cuerpos estirando. Deseos y pensamientos silbando como un temblor desencadenaste. Yo no esperaba nada, tú no esperabas nada. Todo el ruido se convirtió en una carcajada. Pegábamos palabras pixeleadas, imágenes entrecortadas. La vida mira resucitada, la madrugada iba tejiendo las calles donde la ciudad transpiraba. O éramos nosotros solamente, o era el mundo que agonizaba. Entraste a aquel lugar, te seguí, no pensé, no pensaste. Nos quedamos toda la noche, bailé y bailaste. No dejé de mirarte un minuto, un instante, brillante, radiante, quemante. Yo no esperaba nada, tú no esperabas nada. Todo el ruido se convirtió en una carcajada. Pegábamos palabras pixeleadas, imágenes entrecortadas. La vida mira resucitada y nada de lo que venga cambiará. Dejemos que esta fumada por siempre siga siendo un desastre.
So when we started talking just a few moments ago, you talked about moving out of Mexico City at the beginning of the pandemic and living in the country and all the wonderful things that come from being in nature. And I know you have two kids, and from what you were telling me, the ages were perfect. They were like 5 and 11 when you moved out there. But now you have teenagers, or one's almost a teenager. Yeah. And you also just moved back to Mexico City just a month ago.
Yeah.
Tell us about your choice and decision to move back to the city right now.
Yeah, well, what happened is that in you know, when you're surrounded in nature, you say, oh, this is beautiful. And it's lovely. Oh, this is a paradise. Yes, but suddenly I start saying, oh, this is quite not right. It's not fitting, you know. And I said, oh, it's the city. What I am missing. It's this company all the time, you know. You love it, you hate it. At least Mexico City in my case. But it's a company. It's a very protagonistic figure in our lives. In the people that lives in the big cities. And then in the country, I was saying, oh, what I feel so sad or so lonely. And I said, oh, it's the city. But then I realized the nature start, you know, showing me a new way of communication or understand, you know, this ecosystem or my ecosystem. But in a certain moment, in because of my wife's compromises job and me and mine and my kids in certain age, it was like necessary to come back to city to, you know, flow better and enjoy the city with another point of view.
And how has Mexico City changed since you've been away?
I think it's more packed. I think it's still more energized. There is so many people coming from other, you know, countries to live in. So cultural, it's more rich. It's learning a lot of different things. So in terms of cultural, artistic, music, or museums, or galleries, food, and experience—it's a thing that you don't have, you know, time to reach everything.
There's so much,
but at the same time, it's so much people. Of course, there is danger, there is the crime thing factor all the time. So it is a pretty raw thing, but it's so chaotic. But if you have the fortune as myself to live in a kind of pretty good way you're living, you can choose where to live or how to move it. It's not, I am so lucky to have that possibility. The most of the people in Mexico City, it hasn't. But if you just enter in that mindset of, you know, this is chaotic and this is what I'm gonna, you know, confront all every day, then probably it's easy to go through and then enjoy it. Yeah.
So the album is almost out. We're talking at the beginning of September. I know it's coming in October.
Mid-October, yeah.
And we've played a couple of songs, Princesa, which I know is one of the ones that you performed for us. Yeah. What's the title of the album?
It's called La Montaña Encendida.
And can you translate that for me?
Like the mountain, I don't know if it's the right one, but like the mountain on fire.
It's great talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in and playing songs for us, and looking forward to hearing more. And will you be doing more touring, do you think?
The thing is that it's about to start. I mean, when it's released, it's going to be a few months. So I will start, you know, playing around the album, and probably the people could listen a little bit more of the music.
Well, when you come back to Los Angeles, hopefully we'll see a full show, and it's great to talk to you, man. Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay.
Amy, thank you.
All right. Bye.
Hoy no te busqué. Me quedé perdiendo el tiempo aquí en la red. Las noticias, yo qué sé. Respuestas que jamás preguntaré. Luego despegué de la tierra, poco a poco me alejé. El universo me encontré. No sé si soy tan bueno como crees. Atrévete y dime que tal vez no hiciste bien queriéndome, que pronto ya te demostré que no cambiaré. Y me encontré con tus palabras amorosas consolándome. Dijiste no era mi obligación enamorarme de ti. Vente muy lentamente, tan suavemente, tu respirar. Vente tan pacientemente, delicadamente, te hice llorar. Atrévete y dime que tal vez no hiciste bien queriéndome, que pronto ya te demostré que no cambiaré. Y me encontré tus palabras amorosas consolándome. Dijiste no era mi obligación enamorarme de ti. Atrévete y dime que tal vez no hiciste bien queriéndome. Que pronto ya te demostré, ay, que no cambiaré. Y me encontré con tus palabras amorosas consolándome. Dijiste a veces la vida viene bien, en veces más o menos también. Atrévete.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.